Proverbs for the day, December the 8th, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 to 36. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me, love death. Wow, a mouthful, huh? What a blessing. Here he talks about this man being blessed, as in Psalm 1. And he says, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily, etc. This is the kind of blessed that is beyond valuing. You cannot put a price on it. We're tempted to today. We're tempted to put a price on everything today. And so many things today are all about getting the value for money. You want something that's value for effort, value for money? Walk in a way that you're blessed of God. Blessed has nothing to do with what you receive in life. Blessed has nothing to do with how well you can turn a buck. Now, God may use that. But that's very shallow. It's very shallow. God wants to be in everything you do. He does. So you got to choose carefully. You don't want to choose something that He's not going to be a part of. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. So this blessed, friend, is way beyond daily blessings. And perhaps you're as down to earth as I am, and you realize that you got to remind yourself of these things now and then. I mean, it's just easy to become earthly minded. It's easy to become earthy. The dress code of the day out in the world, the scruffy look out in the world, part of that is all about just getting earthy. It's not about being natural the way God made us. It's not about, putting on less airs. The way the world's doing it, it's just about getting earthy and earthy. Without control, people's humor gets earthy. It gets carnal. It gets crass. It crosses the line. And so let's remember that. Let's look at this passage in light of all that about the blessedness. If you would, look at verse 33 with me. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. God's wisdom is the highest form of everything, of knowledge, of wisdom. The highest a man or a woman ever gets is when they are in contact with, when they have a grasp of, when they're obedient to and using God's wisdom. It's appropriate in a devotional time like this to ask myself, how do I value God's wisdom? Does God's wisdom, has it lost some of its value because of contact with the world? There's times when God's wisdom is devalued in a person's mind by the enemy because it didn't, quote, work. God's wisdom that put people in prison camps and jails and torture chambers. You say, what do you mean? How could God's wisdom... Well, Jesus Christ is made unto us righteousness and sanctification. Jesus Christ is God's wisdom. And to follow Jesus Christ could wind you up there. We're speaking these words in the United States of America. There are places right now on earth where speaking God's wisdom will get it right in the neck. And there's coming a day when here in America this is going to happen. God's wisdom is the highest form. Look in verse 34. Blessed is a man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door. God's wisdom is the highest form. God's wisdom must be heard continually, daily, nightly, mornings, noon, and night. You know why the world has 24-hour stuff going on? Because what mankind needs is a 24-hour fix. The problem is they're doing it everything but the Lord Jesus Christ and God's wisdom. We need it daily. We need it nightly. We need it weekly, the preaching, the teaching, the prayer. I was talking with a brother this week, a pastor, and, you know, the subject came up about people not taking churches seriously and their attendance seriously. And I believe we ought to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And if you want to dispensationalize that away, you just go right ahead. Help yourself. I'm not going to. And I'm aware of what I'm talking about. But here's my point. Here's my point, friend. I realize that it's difficult to make oneself attend a place where it's dry, it's dead, it's all about programs, it's all about, you know, everything but the Lord Jesus Christ. I understand that. But don't give up trying to find one, and don't give up praying for one. I foresee and I prophesy that we're going to need circuit riding to be done in the day that we live in. And I pray that God would start helping men understand that we're going to go out of this age the way we came in. And America is going to go out the way it came in. It came in with very few sources of preaching, so men would have to wear themselves out going from one place to another to get the word out. Americans have become spoiled. They think Christianity ought to be like Walmart. Well, it's not going to be. It's going to be scarce as hen's teeth. Bible believing, Bible teaching, Bible feeding. Many have already settled for something less. Don't do that. God's wisdom is the highest form. God's wisdom must be heard continually. You have to make yourself remember that. Read your Bible. Grab your devotion. Be faithful, be faithful, be faithful to hear it continually. And then look at verse 35. Here's a neat little phrase. Watch this. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. God's wisdom is like a help that is matched and meet to us. It's like a help meet. He uses a phrase there. Look, whoso findeth me findeth life shall obtain favor of the Lord. Well, doesn't that have a ring to it? As when he said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Seek after God's mind in the Scriptures. Expect to need God's help to get through. Don't let the distortions and the perversions of the way God made things, don't let that throw you off. You take things like busted homes and divorce and betrayal and all those things, those can put a cynicism in our heart about God's way. Even if God's way becomes rare, that is, even if in the earthly sense, seeing God provide a help meet to a man. Listen, there's just as many sorry men out there today as there are sorry women. Let's just be honest about it. The failure, the craziness that we hear about weekly, almost daily now, is out there on both sides. It's crazy. Now, what I know is that if I'm willing to let God treat, if I'll treat His wisdom like it's a help that is meet, in other words, it's a special thing. It says that if I find wisdom, I find life and obtain favor of the Lord. What is your relationship with God's wisdom? What is your relationship? Do you guard it, take care of it, nourish it, cherish it? That's what you should do. Help that is meet. And so that's what we should do with wisdom. All right, verse 36, our time's up. God's wisdom is hated at your own risk. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. God's wisdom is hated at your own risk. You're wronging yourself, not just the church, when you do wrong. You're wronging yourself, and not just others that you want to get even with when you do wrong. You ever notice that a teenager will do the most ridiculous things sometimes, thinking they're getting even with parents or teachers or somebody else, and they're hurting themselves the very most? Listen, you hate God's word. You hate God's voice. It's the same as loving death. And God's wisdom is hated at your own risk.